It's a messy process and unusually slow, but President Donald Trump made headway this week on filling his cabinet. Alaska's U.S. senators have helped him to different degrees. With a new, colorful president in the White House, they have to decide how close to stand to the standard bearer of their party. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
Mr. Sullivan.
Aye.
The White House.
This is the sound of the Senate Environment Committee advancing a controversial nomination. It was unanimous, but only because the Democrats refused to show up.
The nomination of Attorney General Scott Pruitt to be EPA Administrator is approved and reported.
The Democrats boycotted the committee for 2 days. Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan says the Democrats were throwing a tantrum.
A senatorial temper tantrum. And as all the parents here know, temper tantrums waste a lot of energy, but they don't accomplish anything.
Both of Alaska's senators called on candidate Trump to remove himself from the ticket during the campaign. But of the two, Sullivan has hewed a bit closer to the new president. More clearly than the rest of the Alaska delegation, Sullivan defended Trump's order blocking refugee admissions. Wednesday, after Senator Lisa Murkowski broke Republican ranks to say she will oppose education nominee Betsy DeVos, Sullivan said he'd vote for DeVos. Yahoo News anchor Katie Couric asked Murkowski if she expects White House blowback.
Are you bracing yourself for a critical tweet by Donald Trump?
You know, I cannot live in fear of a tweet.
In that interview, Couric played for her Trump's speech at the National Prayer Breakfast, where he spoke about his ratings on The Apprentice.
And they hired a big, big movie star, Arnold Schwarzenegger, to take my place. And we know how that turned out. The ratings went right down the tubes. It's been a total disaster. And Mark will never, ever bet against Trump again. And I want to just pray for Arnold, if we can, for those ratings, okay?
Couric asked Murkowski what she thought, and the Republican ventured to raise an eyebrow.
It is, I think, rather extraordinary, given what the focus is at the National Prayer Breakfast, to bring up ratings in that manner.
On the other hand, both Alaska senators have voted for all of Trump's nominees to reach the Senate floor so far. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.